I think we'll kick off, folks, just for timeliness. All right, folks, very welcome to the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting, the last one, hopefully this year. Hopefully the officers aren't going to throw us a special FTNR like they like to do every so often. Who knows, Christmas Eve may be a good day that Dorina likes to be on. But I suppose, first of all, it is the last of this year, and just before Christmas, I would like to wish everyone a healthy and safe Christmas and a new year. And hopefully you do it in the safest way possible for you and your families. And thank you for your cooperation so far to date this year. And hopefully we can continue that into the next year. Do you have any apologies?
Apologies from Councillor Enright and Councillor Walker.
Okay. Thank you. Any other apologies? No. All right, folks. Okay, item two is the declaration of interests. Is there any from officers or members? Nope. Perfect. Then moving on to the action sheets, which the action sheets arising from the SPNR committee meeting held on Thursday the 12th of November and also the special SPNR meeting held on Tuesday the 1st of December. So I'll go through each page by page for accuracy. So the meeting of the 12th of November, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4 and page 5, and I'll take the special SPNR just for accuracy as well on Tuesday the 1st of December, page 1. So I just need a proposer and seconder for accuracy. So proposed by Councillor Savage. And just need a seconder, seconded by Councillor Murphy. Members, if you have questions in relation to the action sheets of Thursday the 1st of November, I can't take it. But there is some items that was asked from the Strategic Finance Working Group around council finances that we had asked officers to update us on that we would need to go into committee and to discuss. So Councillor Lewis, is your question in relation to the November action sheet, or is it in relation to the special SPNR?
It's in relation to the November one, just November.
Yep. So I can take your question there then, just before we go into committee.
Yeah, just an update on page 1 there on the request to use Monaghan Road, if that's moved forward, and page 2 for an update on the public health agency request to use the Albert Basin. Is that moving forward? And if there's been any further requests to use any of our places within the down section of the council? Thank you.
Okay. So I will bring in, but as you'll see in the agenda, item 13 on the PHA particular item for Albert Basin in Newry is listed, so we will touch on that on item 13.
That's okay. We'll leave that. That's fine. That's fine.
It's Colin here, Chair. I can give an update on the request for Monaghan Road. The latest information from the Southern Trust received this afternoon is that they have not had time to consider Monaghan Road yet because the resources are all focused on Craigavon at this stage, and there's a more serious pressure there in relation to it being not the hub for vaccination but for the pharmacy part of it. So they're trying to get accommodation sorted out for that, but they will in time consider Newry and Monaghan Row offices, but at this stage their focus, and hence the reason, haven't come back looking anything in the urgency that they initially came to us for. But it still remains a potential for us after Christmas at some stage.
Okay.
And in relation to the query, in relation to the PHA testing wider in the Down area, that offer is there for them, but at this stage they only require their testing still in Newry, but that's always under review.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. Okay, members, I do Councillor Burton, is it in relation to November's activity?
Yeah, Chair, it's just actually directly from what Colin had just said. I mean, we all hear time and time again that resources are focused on Craigavon as councillors in South Armagh and Newry and South Down. We're sick and tired hearing that. See, when you're saying that in time they will consider Newry and Monaghan Row and the space at Monaghan Row, can we go back to them and get a time frame of when that will be? Because in time, how long is a piece of string? Because you know, as councillors, we get it in the neck that we were told in an update that all resources are focused on Craigavon and we didn't challenge it. I mean, we'd have to get a time frame of when they're going to look at it.
Yeah, what I was told, Councillor Byrne, is that their senior management meeting in November and December focused on Craigavon, and the emphasis then will move to other areas after that. So I'm assuming it'll be the January meeting this will be discussed, but no time frame could be given to me because of the amount of work in relation to the pressures they're under. We know what the health service are under anyway, but obviously their estates team and those are tied up in all of that. So they didn't give a time frame, but they said it hasn't gone away, but I'm assuming it's the next meeting. But I'll continue and I asked for a weekly update from the guy, and he's been very good to me, but he was honest. He says, we just haven't had time to think because of the current pressures.
Yeah, thanks. We keep on it in the health working group as well. Cheers. Thank you, sir.
Perfect. Members, I do just need a proposer and seconder to go into committee just on the council finances and trade unions update, if I could have that, please. Proposed by Councillor Gallagher, seconded by Councillor Howell on my screen. So if we can just go into committee, please, Sir and Linda. I'll proceed, and obviously it's being recorded, so you'll be able to listen to it if need be. So just while in closed session, Council officers provided an update to members on the Council finances, trade union disputes, and the executive restrictions announcement while in closed session. Okay, members, we'll move on then to item 4, which is the Newry Morning Down District Council Corporate Plan 2021 to 2023. And that's yourself, Regina.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as background to this document, Mr. Chairman, the previous Corporate Plan 2020 to 23 was actually tabled at the March SPNR Committee. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic restrictions, it was never adopted. The SNP requested then over the summer that in view of the ongoing COVID circumstances that we seek residents' opinions on the corporate plan as well as the new immersion priorities in a post-COVID-19 environment and to review the 8 strategic objectives in order to see, you know, if they're still relevant and applicable. At a workshop on the 12th of December, just passed, the findings from that latest engagement was presented to councils, to the councillors, which showed very clearly that there was a full endorsement of the corporate plan and of the 8 strategic objectives. So what you have before you tonight now is that corporate plan covering the period 2021-23, which in fact covers the final 2 years of the second term of council. And obviously the detailed strategic objectives and actions over the period are within the plan. Obviously, the 41 elected members, committee and management structure will ensure sound governance, ownership and scrutiny in the decision-making process across the whole organisation. And performance against the delivery of the corporate plan will be regularly monitored and reviewed in relation to key plans and strategies that support the whole achievement of that plan. So the recommendation, Mr. Chairman, is that the Council's Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee is asked to consider the draft Newry, Mourne and Down District Council Corporate Plan 2021-23. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Regina. Councillor McGuinness.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, it's more of a comment, Chair. It's just, I think it's page 15, the key actions, what will we do? I just see the community centre provision for Warm Point and Camlagh. I just want to make a point that given the level of mental health issues arising after this COVID pandemic, will those community centre provisions be sort of fast tracked between the years of 21 and 2023? Just considering the vast need for it, especially in the own area of Camlagh, which has absolutely no provisions whatsoever. Thank you.
Sorry, Councillor, is it page 15 as in 15 of the document or 15 of 21? Just
the actual document.
All right, okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, and just before I bring Regina back in, one question I have, and I think Connor Mallon is on, it's in relation to page 30, 31 of the document, under item 6 there. It just mentions the progress, Downpatrick regeneration. Is there anything further that we can add to that? It's a very generic line off the content. Is there any opportunity to add to that so that people understand what that regeneration actually means? So just those two questions, please, Regina.
Mr. Chairman, whilst I can't talk specifically about individual actions, what I can say is that the strategic plan, the corporate plan, is a strategic document which highlights the high-level objectives and actions that as an organisation we want to deliver on. The detail in terms of, for example, you've just mentioned there in terms of regeneration, the detail is then that's carried out through, it's cascaded down into the strategies which actually support the delivery of the plan. And the detail regarding the individual projects will be within those individual plans.
Okay.
Chair, if I could just add, in terms of the timing of any capital builds, that will be considered through the Strategic Finance Working Group as part of the rates process, and then any project boards that are set up in accordance. So we can certainly take the councillor's comments on board with regard to the two that are outlined there and feed them back to the respective groups.
Okay, happy enough for that? Yeah. Okay, I have a proposal from Councillor McKee. Just need a seconder on that, members. Seconded by Councillor McGuinness. We're all in agreement. Okay, items 5, 6 and 7 are for noting members, unless anyone has a question in relation to any of those. Councillor Burton, which item is in relation to?
It's 5 and 7. I made this comment at the previous meeting, and it's just to make sure that we were up to date in the information that we're getting. As you know, I know the minutes of the Newry City Centre Regeneration Project, or Programme Board, sorry, not Project Board, come to this committee and are noted on this committee, but we're always a meeting behind. If there's any way that council officers can look at it and make sure that we've got up to date meetings, because looking at this, I know we've had a meeting afterwards and that'll come to January, SB, and it's just to keep things flowing properly. So if Connor could pick up on that.
So there's the 10th of December, you saying there's one after that as well that's not on it?
Right, and Chairman, the meeting last week, we got them ratified by email from members of the programme board this week to allow us to present them tonight for ratification. So as we wouldn't be in that position where we're a month behind. So I would be adopting that from now on.
Well, that's welcome. Thank you.
Councillor Savage, which item is your question in relation to?
Sorry, Chair, can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you.
Yes, item 5, Task and Finish Working Group. Firstly, it was just really to put on record my thanks to all the organisations, including Newry 2020, who have played a very full and positive role in trying to shape the project thus far. I'm delighted that we've got it down to the stage where we're going to project board and moving on with phase one. Chair, I just feel it's very important that we ensure that that connectivity, as outlined before, is maintained through the stakeholder forum, and maybe in the coming months that there'll be more details come forward on how the stakeholder forum will link in with the project board there and ensure, and with the programme board, for ensuring that we still retain that very precious community involvement and insight into how the park's shaped over the coming years. But I'd just like to put on record my thanks to the organisations who have played a full role in that over what was a very tough and sometimes frustrating 3 years. But I'm delighted now that we've moved on to the delivery stage. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Savage. Okay, members, if there's no further questions on items 5 to 7 for Newton, we'll need a proposing seconder to go back into closed session, please. proposed Councillor Savage and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Okay, if we can go back into closed session.
Okay, it's ready to go.
Good to go. All right, thank you. So just while in closed session, the following items were discussed. So item 8, the Plan Advisory Consultant. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, that members consider the report and approve the extension of the Plan Advisory Consultant Commission for a further 12 weeks at the cost indicated in the officer's report with a three-month period review. Item 9, COVID-19 Impact on Leisure Services Update. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Gallagher, seconded by Councillor Byrne, that elected members note the additional financial impact of COVID-19 on indoor leisure income, noting that membership discounts and extensions have been applied due to the pandemic, and consider and agree to approve officers to continue to make appropriate adjustments to these memberships based on COVID-19 restrictions for the remainder of the financial year. Item 10, Carlingford Lock Greenway. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor McKee, seconded by Councillor Murphy. It was agreed that the Council now proceed to take the necessary legal action, including potentially vesting the property to secure the required land title to allow the Carlingford Lock Greenway project to proceed. Item 11, the Con Acre agreements. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor McKee, that elected members approve the issue of expression of interest in respect of the lands listed in the officer's report, which will include a minimum con acre licence fee as provided by the Council's valuer. The expression of interest to be advertised once in a local paper available in the vicinity of the lands listed in the report, that elected members agree to Council entering into a licence agreement with the highest bidder for a period of 3 years in respect of each of the lands listed. Item 12, Health Cash Plan. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, who has agreed that members support the continuing of the employee health cash plan through the alternative provider identified at 2.1.2 for the reasons outlined within 2.1 to 2.3 of the report. Item 13, the request from PHA for National Test and Partnership Venue in Newry Walking-In Testing Facility. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Gallagher, is agreed that members consider and agree the following recommendations. The members give approval for a further report be brought to SBNR committee prior to the end of the initial 3 months to gauge if the testing facility is to remain in place through the main 3 months of the lease period or potentially longer, and how this would impact on future council events at Albert Basin. That members give approval for a peppercorn rent to receive from the PHA for this lease, and that associated approval be sought from the department for this subvalued disposal. That members give approval for the lease to agreed and signed in advance of the following departmental approval being received for the sub-value disposal and full council approval of the SPNR minutes. Item 14, the surplus asset update. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Savage, that elected members to note the content of the report and agree the following. 3.2 play area at Bleary Bungalows, Newry. Members approved to accept the offer listed at option 3 of the officer's report with continued discussions with potential purchasers. 3.3 Daisy Hill Nursery, Newry. Members approved to proceed with option 4 within this report and further proceed with option 3 if necessary. 3.4 land for number 13 and 15, the Square, Ballinahinch. Members' approval for the site to remain on the open market in order to determine the level of interest from potential purchasers. And 3.5, members' approval for the next season of the conveyancing process listed in 3.2 and 3.3 to proceed immediately. Item 15, multi-council tender. Provision of insurance services for the Eastern Sub-Region approval. Agreed on a proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, that elected members approve the appointment of Willis Towers Watson as pre the multi-council tender provision of insurance services for the Eastern Sub-Region exercise for a 4-year term, with the contract to be reviewed prior to any extension following the initial 2-year period. And item 16 was for noting the Strategic Finance Working Group Action Sheet, the 14th of December 2020. It is agreed to note the action sheet of the working group. Okay, members, thank you very much. Have a enjoyable, healthy and safe Christmas. And a happy new year to you all. And I'm sure we'll all be enjoyed to see 2021 as soon as possible. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.